Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get to know your opinions. So, would you mind sharing with which political party you're registered?
Republican.
Republican? All right, thank you. So, as you may know, very few people actually vote in the Republican primary elections. So, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you're going to vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in St. Lucie County on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say that you are going to definitely vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, you're not at all likely to vote, you're not registered
definitely
to vote?
Definitely going to vote.
All right. And do you plan on voting by, like, voting at the polling place on Election Day, voting by mail?
I'm getting mail-in ballots.
Mail-in ballot. All right, thank you. So, would you mind sharing your age?
80.
80. All right, thank you. So, what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
High school.
High school. All right, thank you. So, now I'm going to give you a short list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. And I would like if you could tell me if you either have a favorable opinion about them or an unfavorable opinion. And the first person is Linda Bartsch.
I haven't even heard of her.
Richard Del Toro.
I've heard of him. He's running for sheriff.
So do you have a very favorable opinion about him or somewhat favorable?
I don't have any opinion of him, really.
All right. What about Keith Pearson?
No.
No opinion or never heard of him?
No opinion or heard of him.
All right. What about Kathy Townsend?
No, never heard of him.
Ken Mascara?
What are they running for, town council or something?
Well, it is varied. Some of them are running for sheriff. Some of them are running for other positions. But further on in the survey, you're going to hear more about them. So what about Ken Mascara?
Yeah, I heard of him, yeah.
All right. What kind of opinion do you have about him? A favorable one or an unfavorable one?
Favorable.
All right, thank you. So what is the first thing that comes to your mind when I mention the name Keith Pearson?
Very liberal.
Would it be just that?
That's enough, yeah.
All right, thank you. And what about Richard Del Toro?
That's the one, very liberal. That's the one, not the other guy.
All right, so you would say that for Richard Del Toro, very liberal. All right, so then going back to Keith Pearson, what would you say about him?
He seems pretty honest man.
All right, he seems like an honest man. All right, thank you. All right, and Richard Del Toro, you said very liberal. All right, thank you. So if the Republican primary elections for St. Lucie County Commission District 3 were held today between Aaron and Lowry or Linda Bartsch, for who would you vote for?
I have no idea.
All right. Well, even if you have, like, no idea, who do you think you would maybe lean towards voting for?
I never even heard of him.
Never heard of him? All right, no worries. Thank you. So if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commission at District 5 were held today between Audra Macon and Kathy Townsend, for who would you vote?
No idea.
No idea. All right. So would that be because, like, you don't know about them? You've never heard about them?
I never heard about them.
All right. All right, understandable. Thank you. So if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Sheriff were held today amongst the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? And the candidates are Preston – I'm sorry? You would vote for Pearson?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. And is that – you're definitely going to vote for him or probably?
Yeah.
All right. So do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing as St. Lucie County Sheriff?
Approve, right? He'll be a good sheriff.
All right. Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Oh, my God. Strongly approve.
All right. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you a small list of, and I would like if you could tell me what it is. What it is.
A small list. I have to go.
Oh, we're almost done. We're about 90% done. So there's only, like, I think about four more questions left. So, from the following list, what it is that you have seen, read, or heard about Keith Pearson and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? Have you seen any television ads, received anything in the mail,
nope.
Received text messages?
Nope. Oh, all right. Tons of mail.
All right. You've seen, All right, mail. And from what you send in the mail, has this made you more likely to support him or less likely? Or does it make no difference?
No difference.
All right. And same thing for Richard Del Toro. Have you read, seen, or heard anything about him? Like, let's say, through a television ad or something
in the
mail?
Very, very liberal guy.
All right. But have you seen this from, like, let's say, television ad or something in the mail or text messages?
Seen it in the mail, seen it on posters, seen it all over the place.
All right. And does this make you more likely to support him or less likely? Or does it make no difference?
More likely not to vote for him.
All right. So that mean much less likely to support him or somewhat less likely to support him?
No.
I'm sorry?
No, I wouldn't support him.
All right. So that, all right. So if you were a liberal yourself, would you say that you're a liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Me? Myself?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I guess moderate.
Moderate. All right, thank you. What is your main racial background?
I'm Italian.
I'm sorry? Caucasian?
Caucasian, right.
Caucasian, white. All right, thank you. So, and then just last question. Would you say then that you're not going to vote at all for Richard Del Toro, so the statements would make you much less likely to support him?
Not at all.
All right, thank you. Well, then this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Hope you have a great rest of your day. All right, thank you. Goodbye.